you for calling customer service. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Hi. I have a complaint. I have a charge on my credit card that was only supposed to be a shipping charge, and I got charged $49.97 plus the $7.45 shipping. It was supposed to be a free item.
Okay. Can I start by getting your zip code?
Pardon me?
Your zip code.
33186.
Your name?
Michelle Walker.
Okay, I found an account for you. Can you verify your address with me for security purposes?
I don't want to open an account.
No, you already have an account. Can you verify your address for security purposes so that I can tell you the information inside the account?
12105 Southwest 94th Terrace.
Yes, ma'am. So you order a facial cleanse for shipping and handling, $7.45.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. So you're being charged $49.97 for a membership fee. In the terms,
I don't want a membership fee. I never signed up for a membership fee.
You signed up
signed up for a membership fee. I signed up for the free.
Yes, ma'am. It signs you up for the membership fee when you got the free facial cleanse for $7.45 for shipping and handling.
That was false advertising because it said order this for shipping and handling.
Yes, ma'am. Free. But in the terms and conditions, it stated that you'll be charged that every month until you cancel.
No, I never signed up for that. I'm sorry. I want this charge taken off of my charge, and I don't want a membership fee. I don't want to be a member. That's false advertising.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hold one, please?
Yes, I will.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So I have reviewed your account, and it shows that the account is in chargeback status. This normally occurs after a dispute has been filed and the financial institution's decision regarding the validity of the dispute has been finalized. Unfortunately, due to the chargeback on your account, we are unable to make any changes, including issuing any refunds. Once the financial institution has placed the account in chargeback status, you will have to speak with their financial institution.
I complained to them, and they said that they were going to talk to the company. But
yes, ma'am, it's in chargeback status.
Well, how do I find out whether it's going to be taken care of?
You're going to have to speak with your bank.
Can I speak to your supervisor, please?
I am more than capable of handling this call. We all follow the same protocols.
there's nobody else that I can speak to.
No, ma'am, because there's nothing.
In charge.
No, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I understand, but I do apologize, but there is nothing else that we can do because your account is in chargeback status. You have already filed a dispute with your bank, meaning you have to talk to your bank. We can't touch your account because it's in chargeback status. Even if I wanted to issue you a refund, I could not issue you a refund because your account is in chargeback status.
Well, they already refunded $7.45. I want the $49.97 refunded.
Okay, I understand that, but there's nothing I can do on my end because your account is in chargeback status.
I don't understand that when you are the main company.
Yes, ma'am, but you have filed a dispute. You filed a dispute with your bank, meaning there's a dispute process. That means your bank has to call us, and we have to talk to your bank in order to give you a refund. We have to end the dispute. There's no way I can do anything to your account because you're in chargeback status.
All right.
Thank you for calling us, ma'am.
I don't want to be charged a yearly or a monthly charge to be a part of this company.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I understand. But you're going to have your bank contact us, and then we can move forward from there.
Well, I already did that. Nothing's happening.
Well,
that's what I say. Well, what are you going to do about it?
There's nothing I can do, ma'am.
I'd like to speak to a supervisor, please.
I am more than capable of handling this call. We all follow the same protocols.
But you're not doing anything about it.
Because there's nothing I can do because your account is in chargeback status. You have already filed a dispute with your bank. I cannot do anything. I can't even issue you a refund because you're in chargeback status. There's nothing I can do. You're going to have to talk to your bank, have your bank call us, and then we can move on from there.
Well,
I'm sorry for the misunderstanding, but there's nothing that I can do on my end.
I'm very sorry for the misunderstanding too, because that piece of junk that was sent was nothing but a piece of junk. I am very, very disappointed. I will file a claim. Thank you
for calling customer service.